Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal. He's expected to declare the assignment signed with the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia is not in the U.S. national security interest.
The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
Mr. Trump's move could launch a 60-day period during which Congress could decide whether to impose some or all of the economic sanctions that had been lifted as part of the original agreement. U.S. government and private sector analysts believe the next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could come in the next few days. The next rocket launch could be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile or a two-stage version, giving the missile a longer intercontinental range. Las Vegas police say they still have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people, wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert, happened earlier this week. Local Sheriff Joe Lombardo spoke to reporters about their investigation and whether the shooter, Stephen Paddock, had accomplices.
You got to make the assumption that he had to have some help at some point, and we want to ensure that that's the answer.
Investigators still searching for clues as to why Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of a hotel casino onto the concert venue. Police found 50 guns in Paddock's hotel room and two of his homes in the state of Nevada. This is VOA News.